Hi, everybody. Today, I want to talk about the Gemini Protocol. What is it? What is this new exciting thing that is all the rage, at least on the Fediverse and in and around the Tilde community? So let's dive right in, okay? If you've seen my What is Gopher video, this is going to work similar. I'm going to walk you through a little bit of what it is, how it works, how we write stuff in it, and you know what it's good for. So to start off, what is Gemini? It is, like I have on this screen right here, it is a protocol that is somewhere between the simplicity of Gopher and the complexity of the web, HTTP. It tries to take the same parts of Gopher, the text-oriented, hierarchical structure, linking sort of stuff, but move away from the crazy markup and a lot of the real basic stuff that, you know, Gopher was made in a weekend, basically. So let's put some more thought into it, if you will. It is part of the small internet. If you've followed any of the slow movement type things, slow cooking, slow stitching, any of those. It's the idea of doing things with practice, precision for the enjoyment of their sake, not for the output. The small internet or the slow internet is kind of the same sort of thing. You know, how do we focus on what makes the internet good and interesting and not get blown away by all the I don't know, by all of the everything else. So it's kind of part of that. But let's kind of jump right into the spec a little bit and talk about what it is from the voice of the creator. So this is originating with a guy named Solderpunk. He can be found all over the Fediverse. You know, just click around and look for him, I guess. But he runs the Tilde community or the Pubnix community called circumlunar.space. You can see it up there a little bit in the URL bar. Circumlunar.space was formed as a small micro community kind of catering toward gopher holes and offering a really interesting kind of freedom of speech place. It's worth its own investigation. I would recommend checking out Circumlunar. But moving along from there, he also created the Gemini Protocol, or thought up the initial Gemini Protocol and then kicked it out to the world, starting a mailing list. And it's really cool. So as it says right here, Gemini is a new collaboratively designed internet protocol which explores the space in between Gopher and the web. Right? So we're kind of on task with what that is. It works with servers and clients. It's not peer-to-peer, at least not yet. You can run a Gemini server. You can have a Gemini client to browse those Gemini servers. In fact, if you look at my screen here, I'm using the Crystal browser, which is a Gemini browser, to browse the Gemini space on Tilde.Black. That's one of the Tilde communities that I run. And Fox, that's me on this server. I have this gem log, if you will, Gemini file here that I'm using for my notes right now. So what is Gemini? We kind of talked a little bit about that. Where did it come from? Came from the small internet, came from Solderpunk, and it came from his desire to improve on Gopher a little bit. This is a pretty common thing. You know, if you watch my Gopher video, you heard there's a lot of quirks and annoyances about it. Writing content for Gopher Maps is not easy or intuitive. And the entire thing is over the ClearNet. There is no encryption. There is no protection whatsoever on Gopher. So Solderpunk figured, what if we put this in TLS, right? Or put this on top of TLS. TLS is not perfect. I'm sure there's plenty of you out there that know the ins and outs of TLS far better than I can even talk about. So I'm going to avoid most of that in this. But just know, you know, while it's not perfect, it's readily available to pretty much everyone. It solves a lot of common problems and it provides something. So that's good. Gemini also does away with Gopher Maps and has a much more sane markup that's very similar to Markdown, but even simpler, which we'll get into in a minute. And it's serving what Cyberpunk hopes to be, and we're still kind of pushing forward, this idea of a single document. You make a request, you get back a single document. You don't get back a network of other resources that are all going to load and create some monstrosity on your screen like the web does. These documents can be hyperlinked, so you can jump from one to another. You can reference other things, but everything would be itself a single document. No inlining of images, for instance. And there is this really important idea of DIY. This is a protocol which states in its initial goals that you should be able to write a basic server in under 100 lines of code. And then a client, I think, was even less than that. So the Gemini FAQ here, what is Gemini? Whose fault? There it is, Solderpunk's email address right there. Where can I learn more? Well, we'll talk about this a little bit further down, but the main place where development of the language or the protocol itself happens is on the mailing list, which you can find here. This URL that I'm at, let me full screen this one. This is gemini.circumlunar.space, and there's a lot of information here. If you do get onto Gemini, what I will suggest is you on Gemini, go to gemini.circumlunar.space because there's much more information. The web version of this has some basics, the FAQ, the spec, and best practices, and a link to the mailing list. But over here in Gemini itself, you also get web proxy links. There's search engines available, aggregators that will pull in people's they're called gem logs here, Gemini logs, so gem log. That content in Atom feeds is in Capcom, and then Spacewalk works like the Mocha Puna aggregator in Gopher, where it kind of just does a check on each thing in its list every couple hours, and if it changed, you bump to the top of the list. So there's a lot of stuff here. There's also a client torture test. So if you're a developer and you want to build something for Gemini, this torture test is really great because you can point your client at it and just walk through each one of these, and it tells you what you should be expecting, and you can judge whether or not your client is passing everything or not. So it's pretty cool, and it keeps getting updated as the mailing list discovers new weird things that could happen. So definitely check that stuff out if you're into development. But if you're not a developer, or you're a developer, but this is not your kind of thing, maybe you're like me and you just don't grok TLS at all, and that's kind of a barrier, you could still jump in here and you can participate. It's all about this DIY for content creation. It is very accessible to a lot of the developer community because it is such a simple spec. But, you know, if you're not into that, you can still be an active participant and content creator. So let's talk a little bit about the experience, because that's where the heart of everything is, right? So I'm in the Crystal browser, as I said, and I'm going to take you on a little tour with that briefly. So let's jump back to the root of Tilde Black. This is, like I said, one of my Tilde communities, and this is the main server we have here. Now, Crystal Browser will demonstrate a lot of the features available to a Gemini file right out of the gate. You can see this top part is ASCII art. So we offer the ability in Gemini to do fixed width fonts with pre-formatted white space. But that's not the only thing it can do. If we go to, say, a longer article like the Superman one here, we can use non-fixed width fonts. We can use variable width fonts that will automatically do line wrapping based on the content size, right? So already we're seeing an improvement over Gopher. Now, the exact hows of, you know, how that's handled, I'll get to in a moment when we look at the actual document format. But what you have available to you basically is three levels of headings, You could think of them in HTML terms as an H1, an H2, and an H3. So three hierarchical levels of headings. You have the ability to do pre-formatted text. You have the ability to do regular text that's not pre-formatted. You have the ability to make links to other resources. And these can be on other protocols. So you can see down at the very bottom of my screen there, this link is going to Gopher, and this link is going to the web. That's fine. You can link to other stuff. You also have the ability to do lists. Cool, right? Sometimes you need lists. And finally, the other thing here, you can do block quotes as well. So that's pretty much it when it comes to your options. There is some discussion still about possibly adding in a way to handle alt text for these types of fixed width, fixed white space things. What do we call them? Oh, pre-formatted blocks, if you will, because sometimes they are art, and there's no good way for a search engine or a screen reader to parse that information. So being able to serve up an alt text for that would be helpful. Sometimes they're code. So maybe serve up the language that it's in would be of use. And maybe there will be some text highlighting for that in some clients. There's some discussion about that. That's not finalized yet. But the rest of this is. So you can do quite a bit of structural information, semantic information about a document, and share it, and it's pretty cool. So this is my little space on Tilde Black, and you can see I've got some article content, I've got some gem logs here, and I've got links to other sites of mine. You can jump into Gopher. This client, Crystal, will actually browse Gopher for you. Not all clients will support other protocols. Some will hand that off to the operating system and say, you know, if you got a handler, then cool. Others will just say no. So, you know, you got to kind of look at it and figure out what client is right for you. So I'm using a graphical one here called Crystal, but we could also pop over, and I think I have AV98 installed. AV98 is a text version of this. So I got a tilde.black with AV98. This is a text-based Gemini browser, and it's the same kind of thing. I can go to Fox, and there's Fox. I can look at my Superman article, and then I can kick that over into Less, and we can see how that all works. So, you know, you can see the same kind of power in a variety of clients, whether they are graphical, whether they're text-based. I would recommend you check out, again, that's Gemini.circumlunar.space. Go into here to the Gemini software screen, and I'll just widen this a little bit here. There is a lot of different servers that have been written already, and a wealth of clients that have been written. Crystal is what I've been using so far in this doc, in this demo. Caster is another one that I use quite a bit. You'll see there's a lot of them in Rust. There's some in Go. This one is in Qt. There's some Python guys, some C#. There are Windows clients. There's Linux clients. I believe there is a Mac or an iOS client, but I don't think anyone's made an Android client just yet. So there's still a lot of room for people to jump in. There's plugins, syntax highlighters if you're into authoring, and then there's some other like supporting stuff, you know, converting Markdown files into the Gemini format, for instance. All very cool. So let's see here. Where was I? Oh my goodness. Ah, good. I can go all the way back. So what is the experience like? That's it. You can click around. It's text documents. It's a lot like Gopher, but it's a little cleaner, a little easier to read. This client lets me customize how I want all of these different elements to look and how big I want to make them. So I'm not making this gigantic so you can read it on your screen. I'm just blind. So it's really helpful for me. How can I find content? I kicked you over to that circumlunar thing as well. I personally bookmark Capcom and Spacewalk. Those are the two aggregators that are really big right now. There's also a search engine called Gus that is really good. you know, coming from like a Veronica on Gopher, Gus is fantastic. It searches really, really well. And I think it's only going to get better if that alt tech spec makes its way in. So check out Gus as well. You can find all of that over at the main Gemini site. So where can I find the spec? Well, right here. The spec is available on the web here in the Gemini specification. It's also available over here. Where was it? On the Gemini circumlunar.space. It is available documentation specification right here. The spec is actually written in Gemini, and it generates a web version. And there is also a Gopher version. If we went to the same location in Gopher, you can read it there as well. So it is a speculative specification. It is not set in stone just yet. The way Cyberpunk's been running this is he ran it open-ended for a little while. We got pretty good info, and he locked it down and did a freeze for, I think it was 3 months. During which time people kind of tested stuff out, created content, figured out what actual problems were there and what did we need to address. It recently unfroze for a short time where we're addressing some issues with client certificates. And there's some other stuff that popped in that quote syntax was recently added. I think the alt text thing will probably get addressed and then we'll freeze again. And his idea is to do that, you know, to freeze for a while, let things actually percolate for a little while, let people actually make content, see what's needed, and then come back and revisit the specs some more. But I'd say at this point, we are pretty far along. So if you want to dive in and you want to build a server or build a client, this is a good place to go. It has everything you need to know about specific response headers, status codes. They are simpler than HTMLs. There's just two digits, and if you want, you can use just the first one, and you can make a really basic client. This same spec also describes, when you get down past TLS, it will also describe the text Gemini media type, which is that thing I've been alluding to. You know, how do you write an actual Gemini document, right? So let's take a look at that. All right, so here we are. This is on tilde.black, and can I zoom in at all on this? Too much. All right, there we go. All right, so we're gonna open up one of these Gemini files. How about we look at 20.06.09, this what is Gemini document we were just talking about. So this is in Vim, but the editor doesn't matter. You can write this in whatever editor you want, the plain text editor. The headings that we talked about there's three levels of them, and they work just like in Markdown. You use the pound sign or octothorpe, whatever you call this guy. A single one for the top level heading, two for the second level headings, and then so on, you know, down to three. There is no level four. It's very limited. Lists are done with a star, a space, and then some content. Very, very simple. The text lines, in order to do word wrapping, should just stay on one line. Don't manually break lines. In fact, it's kind of a rule about the specification in general. Everything is line-based here. And an entire document can be rendered to a client by reading from the top to the bottom one time and only one time. You don't need to retro back. You don't need to store a bunch of stuff in memory. It's really quite simple. To illustrate that, I'm going to show you a little bit more complex document. Let's look at my Superman article number one. Now, this will demonstrate quite a bit. Right away, we see that this has three backticks, and it ends with three backticks right here at the end. This is a code fence in Markdown, or a pre-formatted block, if you will. This text that you see after it here, where it's a Superman logo, this is not in the specification yet. This is the alt text thing that I was talking about, which may or may not become part of the spec. But everything between these blocks will render as pre-formatted, preserving white space and showing in a fixed width font. As soon as that's done, we're back into the main document, and I've got a heading. I've got a long, long line here. Let me turn off word wrap. Set no wrap, I think. Yeah. All right. So the way I've authored this is very much big long line, a space where you want a paragraph break, and another big long line. And that's how it's all going to get processed. Another top level heading, some links. Now, what about a links? Well, the links all begin with the equal sign greater than, the arrow, a space, and then a URI resource or URL link, basically, to something. Once that ends, there's a space, and optionally, afterward, you can put a description. This part over here is not required. You can have just the link. You cannot have just the description. That wouldn't make any sense. It wouldn't know where to go. And that is it for links. Like, super, super simple, right? Cool. List again, just asterisks. That's hard to say with a lisp, especially. And I think you'll see some level threes in here. You see me needing to replace those with stars. I have a habit of using dashes for my lists, and I need to make sure I don't fall for that. They need to be stars. They're not okay to do dashes. Then I did another fixed width guy for my little divider line here, and I'm linking to my about page in case people want to give me feedback on any of these. And that's it. That's the whole document. You know, if I turn back on word wrap, it's pretty easy to read. Let's see. Yeah, I'll just keep it on the left-hand side. So it's really easy. Working in this is super simple. You can use whatever text editor that works for you, but that's it. You know, authoring a Gemini document is even easier than working in Markdown. There is no inline styling. There is no bolding. There is no italics, none of that. You can do ASCII markup if you want. Like, if I wanted a bold confront, right? I could do this. It's not actually going to render that way in a client unless a client gets overzealous and decides to do it for you. But it's not part of the spec. You know, you're just getting the text that you write. And that's really cool. That is really cool. The way it renders is up to the client and whatever the person reading it wants. So me as a user of Crystal, I can set that up for myself. I don't need to worry about the author of the document having this vision for what the site should look like, and it's going to scroll horizontally, and there's going to be flying monkeys. That, you know, it's not required. So, where are my notes? I should have bookmarked that before we started. Let's see here. It was on 0609. What is Gemini? GMI. I didn't actually link this yet because this video is not live. All right. So where can I find the spec? Where can I contribute? The mailing list I mentioned, you can also go onto IRC on the tilde.chat IRC network. There is a Gemini room there. That's really for informal talk. You won't run into Solderpunk there very often, but there's a bunch of people that are developing clients and developing servers that hang out there. And if you want to kick around ideas, that's really cool. Now, I haven't talked about this yet at all, but this is one of the really cool things about Gemini as well. Because we're using TLS, that enables you to do some cool stuff with client certificates. You can create a temporary certificate on the fly in clients and use it to have a different browsing persona when you're hitting a site, but you can also create long-lived clients and use them for really cool projects. One of those that I can demonstrate for you is called Astrobotany. So if I go to this Astrobotany link right here, we'll open that one up. Now, Astrobotany, Botany, the program, started on tilde.town, and it's a way to keep a virtual flower alive. You feed it water over time and it grows. Astrobotany is the Gemini version of this, and it's taken it to the next level. Oh, did I mention that Gemini documents are UTF-8 and you can use Unicode cool stuff in here? You can use emoji, because you totally can. So this program, or this site, when I want to go into gardening, what's cool about this is the site's going to inform me on the client side that it requires a certificate. Now, I can either create a transient certificate that will last for 30 minutes, an hour, or so on, but I know this site actually wants to use a long-term certificate, the common name of which will be my username on this site. Now, I've created one here called Tomasino, so I'm going to select that, and now I'm browsing this site logged in, effectively, as Tomasino. I have that certificate on my machine. I didn't have to generate a user account or anything. Just having the certificate was making an account, and I can then use the message board and leave comments, and it knows who I am because my certificate says I'm Tomasino. I could leave a new message here. I can also go visit my plant, and my plant was recently watered by XQ. Very cool. So I could water it, but it's doing pretty good right now, so I don't need to. This is an entire app that it kind of demonstrates the power of being able to log in or being able to authenticate purely through self-signed, instantly created certificates that you manage yourself on the client side. That is really, really cool. So I don't fully grok the potentials of what's here. Some people are doing some really cutting edge stuff and discussing some wild ideas on the mailing list. I hope to see new cool things coming out of that. Astrobotany really opened my eyes because I didn't really understand what it was for until I got into Astrobotany. I'm like, oh, now I get it, right? So what I'm going to focus on as not a server developer, I hang out in the IRC room. I download different clients. I try them out, give feedback to people, and suggest new features. Crystal seems to be leading the path right now for me in usability, so I'm using it. I was using Castor literally yesterday. So it's a new and an exciting arena for client development and server development. I run JetForce server on tilde.black. I also do it on Cosmic Voyage, the other tilde I run, so cosmic.voyage. This site is available on the web and on Gopher and now on Gemini. You can read all of these cool stories, sci-fi stories, right here in Gemini as well. And that kind of brings me to the last point. What Gemini really needs, and Satterpunk will attest to this, it's not 100 people on the mailing list. The mailing list blew up and got a lot of attention because it hit Hacker News, I think, twice. And both times you saw a big influx of people that kind of share that mentality that the web is just rotten and too much and ad heavy. And these are people that probably would have found a home in Gopher, but now there's kind of a better option, right? It's just legit better than Gopher. It improves upon all of the weak points Gopher had, and I think that's resonating with people. So I hope to see it continue to grow. And the mailing list, like I said, it's exploding with activity. It's like a fire hose recently, just email after email after email. I think a couple came in while I was doing this video. I have to go back and look later. But what it needs desperately is content. Until the actual space, Gemini space, is filled with valuable content, it will never reach that critical mass where people will come here to read and to interact with things, more so than writing about the clients that they're making or writing about the protocol development. This is a common problem with new developments, you know, that are the ecosystem they're developing. You know, if you look on the history of Matrix, you know, all of the chatter was about Matrix. So it's fine. It is what it is. But if you want to contribute, the best way is putting up content, putting up unique content that's only available on Gemini, even better. I'm trying to do that with this series of essays, basically, on vintage TV shows. I'm starting with the 1952 Adventures of Superman. I highly recommend you read it because I wrote it, and, you know, I'm kind of partial to people reading my stuff. So, you know, check that out. Some people are doing the other really useful thing and making portals. I think the CNN text only site is now available via Gemini. I believe actually I bookmarked that one. NPR, not the CNN one, the NPR one. So yeah, instead of going to the text.npr.org, you can come here and you can read about these articles here. It looks like it's a CGI through Python that's kind of pulling it in, doing some formatting. And awesome. That's great. Even better will be people that, you know, only write stuff here exclusively or only share content here exclusively. I know Kat has a music project on here that's kind of famous already. It's offline temporarily, or I'd show it to you, but Compato, I can't pronounce it, Compato Media. He, every season, you know, four times a year, he puts out a cool cassette tape turned MP3 with artwork, and they're lo-fi and fantastic. So I hope that comes back up soon because it's beloved across Gemini space. And I hope you take this as kind of a reason to get started. I wish I could get you a client link on this page. You'll need to say about client access. Oh, good. He did add it. Cool. It's not the exact same layout as on Gemini, but yes, on Gemini.circumlunar.space, there is a link to the clients. Grab one of these guys. Some of them take a lot to build, and you might not have all those tools or the know how to do it, but like AV98 is a single Python script. You can run that. You can actually install it via pip now, which is cool. And if all of this is too much for you, you can use the SSH kiosk, or you can just use one of the web proxies and check out the content on board. So come join us, get started, learn about what Gemini has to offer, lend your voice, and help us make it an awesome, awesome place. All right. Thanks, everybody.